Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
Well, first of all, I want to know what company this is.
I am a customer service agent at a call center that serves over 300 companies. In order to assist you, I will have to try to locate an account for you.
Okay. Huh. Should I give them my information? Okay, it's 94110.
May I please have your first and last name?
Martha Hawthorne.
Give me just a moment while I try to locate an account with your name on it.
Okay. Yeah, okay. They're not asking for anything else. I guess if they ask them the credit card, I should give it to them because they have it. I mean,
perhaps. Yeah, I mean, the fact that they've got this all set up kind of tells me a scam.
Yeah.
And what was their last name?
Hawthorne, Hawthorne.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account? Also, the zip code that I have is 95448.
Oh, well, that's, oh, God, 95448. No, that's a zip code. That's my mother's zip code. Huh. It's just a little odd. I'm so sorry. So what did you need? The address?
May I please have the address for security purposes?
Okay. It's 8 Putnam Street, San Francisco. It seems to be my mother's address. All right, 531 Jaquetta Court, Healdsburg, California.
Give me just a moment while the rest of this account pulls up.
Huh. It's something I bought for my mother, but...
Yeah, maybe.
The thing is, I wouldn't have... If I bought it... On this credit card, I wouldn't have given that ad. It would have been the shipping address.
Maybe a mistake was made.
Yeah.
One moment, okay. I'm still waiting on the computer to load.
Would you like me to spell the name of the street?
No, ma'am. I have the information here. I'm just waiting on the computer to load.
Oh, okay.
Was it some kind of medical thing at some point? Like when she was getting forensic help, she would watch her...
Not for that much. I have to look through all these records.
Okay, so I do see where our MUV smartwatch is purchased. Also, the AirPods as well, and also the MUV app. How may I help you today?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. Could you say it again, please?
I do see where our MUV smartwatch, our AirPods, Buds, and also the MUV app as well. How may I help you today?
Wow.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure. I think this is fraudulent. I don't have. My card
okay, is
was
there,
blocked.
This was purchased on the 14th of December. Is there anyone in your household? Could I possibly sign up for this service without your knowledge?
No, and it, when was the first time it was charged? You said December 14th?
The 14th of December, you were charged a shipping and handling charge at the day of purchase. Being that you do not recall signing up to get this product, what I can do for you today is go ahead and get your account canceled out. This will prevent any future charges effective immediately. And also, I will send your information over to our fraud department so they can begin their investigation to see who used your card without authorization. I just want to make you aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who has placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you do not recall authorizing any of these charges.
Well, could you
give us a website?
Yeah, what is your website?
MUVSmartwatch.com.
That's
MUVSmartwatch.com.
Now that's you are actually calling from this company, MUV Smartwatch.
Why do you call the Amplifier?
I am a customer service agent at a call center that serviced over 300 companies. We received a call about this account. The products that were purchased was the MUV AirBuds, the MUV app, and also the MUV smartwatch. And all of this was done on the 14th of December.
Okay. I see. So you don't work for MUV smartwatch. You're a call center.
We service for this company.
Got it. Okay. And do you have a list of...
Do we have a list of what?
Well, of when the charges were made beside December 14th?
December the 14th, January the 1st, January the 15th, February the 13th, March the 15th, April the 12th, May the 15th, and we attempted to charge you June the 15th as well. Before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you do not recall authorizing any of these charges.
Well, this is a scam. I think they're using this company. Somebody's just charging.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm going to think about this and call you back, okay, because I'm not sure what I want to do. I might just block my credit card.
All right, is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
Yes, could you send me an email, please, explaining this? I'll give you my email address.
We're not able to send any emails to customers. The only thing that can see your email is the system, and we're not able to send you the email, but the website is MEVSmartwatch.com.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much. I'll figure this out. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Okay, I think I might know what happened. I got a stupid offer that I felt that was like, get three AirBuds and another Fitbit. I thought, why not? And they were supposed to be free, but of course I paid shipping, which was that I didn't realize, and I gave my credit card for the shipping. This is the only thing I can think of. And then I got these things and it didn't work and threw them away. But
did you buy a smartwatch?
No, I did not buy a smartwatch. It was a Fitbit. No, it was not a watch. No. But AirBuds did come. So it might be that was the scam that's how they got the credit card number.
MUV smartwatch, though, I don't understand why that is. It sounds like a scam.
This is clearly a scam. And so basically, they offered me a free stuff. I mean, if that's even.